Mitch is the other person I have to get on. He had requested it yesterday, and it's like, today was one of those days where I got up reasonably early. I actually did, and you're doing this, you're doing that. And it's like I finally get downstairs around, I don't know, 2 in the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon. Check my emails. It's like, oh, my goodness. Got an email from a classmate back in high school, you know, a high school classmate. And she was, it was one of those, oh, my goodness. So I went upstairs, and it's like, okay, there's her card. Oh, there's her phone number. It's in there. Yep. Call her up on the phone. Talk to her for about an hour or so. She's, not in good shape. Got on the internet with her, and not in good, oh, man. Had to keep reminding her, I'm married. You know what sucked? This is my first crush. When I was 5 years old, it was like my first crush was her when I was in kindergarten.
She wants it.
Whatever it was, Greg, honestly, whatever it was, I was like, oh, man. No, she's a nice person. I really, truly like her. I am concerned about her. Do I want to do that? No, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to, I am not going to alienate my wife in any way, shape, manner, or form. No. But,
Bring her alone.
Holy smokes, Greg. And yeah, you just found out. You can override me. You can basically key down and override me and take over.
I love you.
I love you, Greg.
You don't have to have sex with her. Just go talk to her.
I did talk to her. But she wants that. And it's like, nah, ain't gonna happen.
Take video. Hell, I'll pay for the copy.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. How about you go and call yourself me?
You know, you look a little bit different.
No, she's actually very pretty. She is. She's very pretty, Bob, Greg.
No, you and I look different.
No, she's very pretty, Greg. You would like her.
Where is she?
She's in a town called Verona, Pennsylvania.
I got to work tomorrow. How about Tuesday?
I don't think it matters. She's telling me, I just broke up with so-and-so. But before that, she's going through, do you know I was seeing so-and-so for 10 years? And I said, yeah, I had a suspicion. Let's just say with the emails going back and forth and who is copying who, yeah, I think it was coming out that you and he were a thing. I'll tell you what sucked.
What?
Well, I was working there at Goddard with you and Emo and the others and everyone else. I'm in contact with her. Why? Well, she was part of the old gang, of the old friends, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
So you've been stringing her along, and now you feel guilty.
No. I knew her since I was 5 years old, and,
always with the excuses.
No excuse. I basically was like, she told me she wanted to get a divorce. And I'm like, no, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
WH3BLJ at 236.
W3JMD.
KU0ISL.
So she's like, well, it's you know, she's going through that whole, it's lost its luster, I'm not happy, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, we all go through that. Stop. Don't do this. Don't go through a divorce. It's not what you think. Well, didn't you go through a divorce? I said, yeah, but not because of those reasons. Oh, aren't you happier now? Yes, I'm happier now. But don't count on this. Don't do it. You don't want to do this. I'm serious. I was like trying to like, don't do it. She did it. Holy smokes. She absolutely capitulated, crushed herself, went into a depression. Anything, you name it, she went into it. It was like wrong thing for her to do, but she did it. Her ex is probably happier. I'm sure he is. My best friend back way back then was dating her when she dropped him, and he was real ticked off about that. I'm very familiar with her, and it's like, yeah, well, anyway. W3JMD.
WN3WLJ.
Now, Greg, do you have a Facebook account?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll connect you up with her.
No, Laura would get mad.
What are you saying here? Laura will get mad. Wait a minute. Let's back up, dude. What do you mean Laura's going to get mad?
Hi, Laura, not your Laura.
Oh, okay, I feel better now.
Well, I'm glad you feel better.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Greg. You missed a lot of stuff last night.
I had to work.
Well, we watched a real-time bust occur through the chat board. Everybody knew, don't say a word on the air. We'll talk about other stuff. Let the QRMer, you know, play their music and everything else. And guess who got busted?
Type it on the sign.
It's been typed.
Am I familiar with them, Jim? K0ISL.
No, and be happy you aren't. But Greg is.
The one from the Hamfest?
Roger, roger.
You need to comfort her.
I think I'll jump her bones tonight. Dang it. I don't know how many beers I had tonight.
Can't, how many bottle caps are left?
How many what? Bottle caps. I throw them away as soon as I open them. Didn't used to do that, but I do now. I did find one. I found a bottle cap.
How many puppies has she pushed out?
Actually, I found a second one on the floor. So two. I found two bottle caps.
What's this girl's name? Sarah?
What's the what?
What is this girl's name? Over.
Daria.
Daria, okay. How many puppies has she pushed out? Over.
Tree.
How old are they?
I don't know. She's like going through all this shit tonight about I got this many grandchildren and blah, 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 fucking blah. And I'm like thinking, I don't really don't care.
God, women are so stupid.
Well, my wife probably would have gotten into it. I didn't. It was like, but, you know, you pretend you're interested and you go through it all. And it's like, blah, 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 blah. Okay, blah, blah, blah.
So did the old man fuck around on her or what?
No. As a matter of fact, her husband was a straight arrow. And it was like, and I kept telling her, don't do this. Because I asked her all these questions. And she said, no. And I said, then don't do it. Don't do it. Well, didn't you get divorced? Yes. Well, didn't things turn out all right? I said, well, they are. But don't be doing this.
Yeah, if you're not sucking man's dick every 3 days or fucking them, you're just worthless. QSL?
So, anyway, I just was like... So she did, and she made a mistake, and now, and then, I mean, Greg, I remember, you know, trips back from Goddard, you know, where I'm coming back to New Jersey, and she's calling me, and she's crying on the phone, and it's like, he doesn't love me anymore. I'm like, well, didn't you tell him to go to hell?
If you're not sucking a man's dick every 3 days or fucking him, you're wasting my time.
Well, again, I'm trying to reason with her. There's no reasoning. It's like, and she's like, and you know, the guy she was dating all through high school and halfway through college, they were supposed to get married, but she, no, she can't marry him. She's decided she's found somebody better, and he was one of my best friends back then. It hurt him a lot. When they broke up, she's like, well, do you know that he won't even be my friend on Facebook? I says, well, do you blame him?
Yeah, she's nothing but her brick tease.
Well, I told my wife tonight, I says, you know, I know who she was dating for the past 10 years. She kind of came out with that with me tonight, and I kind of already knew that. And then she says, she dropped him. And I'm like, well, okay, what happened? She said he lost his job. Basically, he was one of those, they laid him off. And I understand that shit. He started drinking. Yeah, I understand that shit, too, that people do that. And this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, so you dropped him because he was going through a hard time. And then I think it was more than 2 minutes later, she's telling me, oh, he was with me through all my depressions and on. He was always there beside me to help me out. And I was thinking, holy shit. Here's this guy going through it all with you to see to it that, you know, you survived. And as soon as he goes through hard times, you drop him like a hot potato. Holy shit.
Sounds like my ex-wife, Jim.
Sounds like a number of our ex-wives and such. Spoiled fucking bitches.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I like you as a friend, but I don't think I could fuck her.
No, I wouldn't ask you to. Honestly, Greg, I wouldn't ask you to. Not even with Rick Stick.
Oh, thanks.
You know, the whole feminization of this country, and if you've been around the world twice and seen it all, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm kind of thinking of going gay. I mean, I've never had a man in my ass, but I don't know. Some of my best friends are men, and I don't know. A lot of women have let me down.
I'm sorry. I had to go get another beer.
She's not going to kill herself or anything, right?
No, not at all, not at all. We've known, like I said, we've known each other since the age of five. The guy she just dropped, he and I have been good friends since fourth grade. What age is that? 8, 9, 10, I don't know, somewhere in there. I was like, oh, geez. But the guy she dropped when we were in high school, I knew him back then too. We were all, you know, small town, small groups.
I'm really starting to hate women.
The hard part is finding the right one.
I've been married twice. I've been around the world three times. I've installed 78 bulletproof doors in 13 different American embassies, and I don't know. American women are spoiled. They're runt. Just plain on, they're runt. WA3WLJ Portable 3 at 2:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
W3JMD at 250. So I'm going to say 50, standard time.
So how old are our kids?
Greg, I don't know. She has three kids, two boys and a girl. The boys are twins. The girl is the one that gave her the grandchildren. And I think she has three grandchildren now.
Now she'll find somebody else to, you know, lose.
I know, she basically gave me a name and I'm thinking, oh boy. And I didn't want, you know, it's like, you know, she did. She gave me a name tonight, and, you know, John so-and-so. And I said, I like him. John's a nice guy. I know who he is. He's a nice guy. And I'm thinking, Daria, and I'll tell you what. You take a look. There's only one Daria in western Pennsylvania. You'll find her. And it's like, I didn't say it, but it's like, this is not going to last. And he's not going to put up with your shit.
Now, I'm going to need a last name after Derry Air to look her up on Facebook.
Oh, hell, Greg, I'll send you her full name to look her up and ask to be her friend. I don't care. Dwayne, who dated her from 11th and 12th grade on into halfway through or more than college, she said, I asked him to be my friend on Facebook, and he said no.
Yeah, go ahead and send it to me. I'll friend her.
Okay, and I said, yeah, I could expect that. And I said, do you know that when I went to friend him, he sent me a questionnaire of about 20 questions? And she said, what? What are you talking about? And I said, yeah, he sent me a questionnaire. I had to answer 20 questions. I answered about 3 of them, and the rest of them were, fuck you. And he goes, yeah, only you would do that to the majority of questions. So, yeah, I know it's you.
Yeah, go ahead and send me a link. I'll friend her.
Okay. Don't get on my case when you, like, going puking and stuff.
No, I want inside of her. I want to feel her from the inside. I want her to scream my name out. Oh, Jim. Oh, Jim. Oh, Jim. Oh, shit.
Geez, what was it? I'm trying to think which reunion was. 25th high school reunion. I remember we were sitting there. A friend of ours, Paul Lucas. He made it well. He's done well. He's done extremely well. And he was throwing a party for the class. Just a random year, whatever. It didn't matter. And I was there, she was there, and she came over and sat down at the table I was at. We were talking, and she was asking me, well, who's going to hold the reunion next year? I said, nobody. And she's like, what do you mean nobody? I said, nobody's holding a reunion next year. There's nobody that's stepped up to hold a reunion. And she's like, well, who's going to do something? I says, at this time, I said, because I knew who was holding the reunions and who was doing what. And I said, well, here's the story. And I went through it with her. And she says, well, I says, do you want to hold a reunion? She says, I can't. I said, I'll tell you what. You can. I can guide you through it if you wish. I said, it's not a big deal, but I can guide you through it. It's not a big deal. Would you like to, handle the next reunion? I don't know if I can. I said, well, it's up to you. You let me know, because I can guide you through it. I said, I can send you what you need, and you follow along and do as necessary and hold the reunion. You know, there's every 5 years you have a class, high school class reunion.
Yeah, pretty soon we're all going to be dead.
Yeah, that's the truth, isn't it? It's the absolute truth. And, but I told her, I says, look, it's not a big deal. Here's, I'll go through with you step by step what you need to do. And I did. She held the next reunion, 25th class reunion. It was a absolutely fantastic reunion, by the way. She handled the 30th, which also was a great reunion. The 40th and the 45th. The 45th just occurred this year. That was the first one I missed. Were handled by Lenny, and I was the class president, and he's a great guy too, and so she's going to handle the 50th class reunion. Holy smokes, Holy freaking shit.
Jesus, that makes you 110 years old.
Oh, at least, Greg, son of a bitch.
W3WLA, mobile 3 at 257.
W3JMD. Anyway, so she's gonna hold the 50th reunion, and I could see why Lenny said no. He was already getting disgusted, pissed off at the 45th, due to whether or not people were, like, you know, doing anything. But I'll tell you what, there's something cool that I just got an email on. The class will meet at Mogi's. Mogi's is a friend. He owns a bar in Lower Burl, and Mogi's, that's the name of the bar. And first Wednesday of every month will be a luncheon for the class of 72 at Mogi's. So if you're in class of 72, Burl High School, and you go to Mogi's on the first Wednesday of the month, there's going to be a group there of your classmates, basically having lunch, having a few beers, and telling lies to each other. So I think I'll be there, probably this summer. So anyway, Daria, yeah, your next girlfriend is telling me that she likes to travel and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, kind of going, yeah, that's kind of cool. I said, so you're driving? No, I'm going to fly down, and then I'm going to fly to the other place. I said, oh, Daria, you're missing half the fun. Half the fun is driving down and meeting people along the way. Because I'll tell you what, some of the best people I've ever met have been on the trips I've gone across country with. Gone across country, I've met people who are total strangers, and it's like you meet them out of the blue, and it's like, holy crap, I've met somebody that's historical in nature, and on and on and on, and just sit down and listen to them shoot the breeze and stuff with you and tell you their story is like fantastic. W3JMD. At 3 o'clock.
I don't like to travel.
I do if it's on a motorcycle.
Okay, you have me there. Yes. I just don't like to travel anymore.
No, I understand, but I do if it's on a motorcycle. There's just something about the whole experience of a motorcycle when you're traveling the country. There's something about it, and you can't train it. There's nothing the same.
Well, when I get to your age, I still have a Virginia motorcycle license. Costs me an extra dollar every year because, you know, it's a dollar a year. Maybe I'll buy a bike and travel, but I don't like flying on planes. I don't like getting blown up at embassies, and I don't know. I just don't like traveling.
How many times were you blowed up at an embassy?
3 times.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I thought you were blowed up about 3 times. And, no, you don't have to get blowed up at all on a motorcycle. You don't have to get blowed up at all. Greg, now keep this under your hat. I'm not telling anyone else. I have two extra bikes. One of them will fit you.
All right, I'll have Deidre ride your bike.
I have two extra bikes, and one of them will fit you. One is a full dress electric glide, and the other one is a GS1000 Suzuki, which basically will pull the front wheel off the ground in third gear.
You've been pulling this car along for 50 years. Oh, God.
Greg, she wants me. What am I going to do?
Bring Lauren a camcorder and a set of tapes or USB discs or whatever they use now. You know, I still have a world-class collection of Polaroid cameras, and I can't get any more film.
What are you saying? I gotta manage a menage a trois?
Yes, I speak some French, and menage a trois.
Menage a trois. Holy smokes! I don't know if I can manage anything anymore.
And I've got 100 Viagra, 12 Cialis, and 24 Levitra. What's your address again? 1234 Hope Lane, Blairstown, New Jersey. Over.
Roger, roger. That'll get here.
Why didn't you tell me that they filmed Friday the 13th in Blairstown?
Because I didn't find out about it until, recently.
You should watch it, because I remember watching it with the first wife, and it's kind of ironic. They show the diner, they show the street, they show your house, they show your illegal antenna.
Those bastards! Shit, they showed my illegal antenna?
Yeah, it's a caged matched dipole. Cage matched. Saturday.
Those bastards.
So anyway, the temporary plates on my BMW expired, so now I have to put, Virginia sent me a set of plates, I have to put on WN3WLJ, today's the 7th, so I have to mount my plates on my car tonight, and it's like minus 24 degrees outside.
Hang on, I gotta check on the temperature here, I have to check. Give me a moment, but we're supposed to go to, negative 10 tonight.
Well, that was in Rankin.
Rankin? You mean Kelvin?
No, Rankin is the Fahrenheit of Kelvin.
Well, it doesn't matter. Negative 10 means below absolute zero.
Yeah, it's fucking cold out there. Are we being recorded?
Probably. Weenie or Teeny record everything.
Anyway, you should check for check-ins. CQ check-ins.
show we go to 3860, there's a lot more check-ins down there.
Yeah, why are we on 93?
Because there was somebody on 95, and 93 was there, and they decided to have that here. But if you want, let's shoot down to 60. There's a hell of a lot more check-ins down. Greg, we get twice the check-ins. I don't even want to call them check-ins. We have twice the guys that jump in and say hello and do a, you know, just want to say hello or whatever down there on 60, and then they get up here.
Roger, WA3WLJ, portable 3, QSY 3860, ever.
W3JMD, QSY W. Yeah. 3860, what Greg said.